This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
If I were to read you these rules from the Pentangle Arts website, could you guess what they might be about? Stay in your seat at all times, except during the time warp. Of course, it's about the Rocky Horror Show. Pentangle Arts performers are busy practicing for the 40th anniversary of the movie version, and joining me now from his home in Queechee is Paul West, who portrays Dr. Frankenfurter. Welcome.
Hi.
Are you a full-time actor?
Full-time, no. I used to be, but I've moved back to Vermont, and now it's just a sideline.
And what's your background in acting?
I started in high school. I kind of got forced into it to complete a grade in English class, and the bug hit me, and I went to California, did theater, did a theater conservatory, New York, D.C., Chicago.
And how'd you come to this role with Pentangle Arts?
It's going to sound bad, but my wife is the director, so she and I have been talking about it for quite a while, and when Pentangle approached her to direct a show, we thought it was the right choice for Pentangle this time.
I'm sure people are certainly familiar with the film version and the Tim Curry role. What do you personally bring to this role of Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Show?
Actually, that's a really tough part for me, because people come to the show expecting to see the movie. They expect to see certain things, and so they have expectations of a little bit of Tim Curry. So I have to definitely bring some of his performance to it, but at the same time, make it my own, bring my own little devilish twist to it as well. We've stuck pretty well to the original script. Every once in a while, we'll incorporate something that is more part of the movie than part of the original play script. But for the most part, we try to hold true to Richard O'Brien's original work.
I read somewhere, too, that you're sort of working in some current events.
A lot of it comes through with the callbacks. This is definitely an audience participation sort of show, though you can sit back and enjoy the show without participating. But the callbacks have grown over the years and tend to become a little bit more current and up-to-date than from 40 years ago.
And who's the play geared toward?
Pentangle has done some great shows in the past that I've been happy to be a part of, but they were very much family-oriented. This one is great for the family, as long as the family's ready for it. But we're trying to get in a younger crowd and trying to get, you know, some of the people who wouldn't normally think of going to the theater to come out and have fun and see that, you know, there's always a performance for somebody.
And what's your relationship with the play or the film version? Do you have a long-standing history of always going to see it on midnight on Halloween or anything like that?
My first memory of it was when I was, I think, six. My sisters dressed up and went out to a midnight showing, and I just had to wrap my head around the way they were dressed and what my sisters were doing, but they would play the music, and I fell in love with the music right away.
I understand that this is the character in a play, but Dr. Frankenfurter is described as being a cross-dresser, being a mad scientist. And I'm curious, in the past year, you know, it seems society is finally inching toward acceptance of people who identify as transgender. How, if at all, did that inform your portrayal of this character?
Well, our timing couldn't have been any better, and I wish we could say that we did it on purpose, but when we chose this play, we didn't realize it was the 40th anniversary. We didn't realize that the transgender issue would be coming to the forefront of media as it is right now, and it just seems like everything is aligning to make this the perfect time to put the show on. It certainly has helped me as far as put together a character. There's more things out there to study and research and find examples of that really can help make the role comfortable.
And how are you doing that?
Well, he is a transvestite, but he's also technically an alien from another planet. and possibly a time traveler, too. So he definitely has to be a character. And, you know, the audience expects, like I said before, expects a certain amount of over-the-top with him. But that doesn't mean it can't be grounded in some sort of reality. It was really important to find a cast that felt comfortable and close-knit, and we've managed to succeed on that really well. That hasn't been a challenge. But for me, well, the first few days on high heels was definitely a stumbling block. Right now, it's finding that reality within the character, the over-the-top character.
Well, thank you so much for telling us more about your role as Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Show by Pentangle Arts. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's a great show. I really hope people can make it out and come see it.
That's Queechy actor Paul West, who plays Dr. Frankenfurter in the Pentangle Arts production of the Rocky Horror Show. It opens this weekend. Find details at vpr.net.